The winner of last month's Yukon Quest, Sebastian Schnula, is well acclimated to the sleeplessness that comes with the sport.
Well, sleep is kind of not happening anymore. I think sleep is going to be over for a while here.
APRN's Annie Feit caught up with Schnula at the Unalakleet checkpoint.
It was well into the minus temperatures in the middle of the night as Schnula began feeding his dogs.
This is just a mixture of beef and horse meat and then commercial dry food. So I'm kind of doing this funky mix of everything.
Schnula also poured fish oil and canola oil into the meal for added calories. His dogs ate enthusiastically, and Schnula stopped to give each one individual attention as he spooned the food into their plastic bowls. One of the first dogs up the line was Austin.
I used to drive a dog team comprised of dogs on the pound. He's the only one left.
Schnula still has other pound dogs at home, but Austin is the last one strong and fast enough to make the Quest and Iditarod.
You know, obviously, with my speed having gone up over the years, the quality of dogs has gone up. And he's the only guy still hanging in there, good old Austin. I love that dog.
This is Schnula's fifth Iditarod. He has had a steady rise in the standings since he first completed the race in 38th place in 2005. Last year, he was 10th, and last month, he surprised the mushing world by winning the Yukon Quest. Schnula lives near Whitehorse, Yukon, where the Quest started this year, but was born in Germany. He says he loves bonding with the dogs out on the trail. To make the point, he tells the story of a dog named Yonder he got last fall.
He's a real shy freak. Like a real shy dog. And I only got him in September, and I didn't have much hope he would make my team. But then already in the Quest, once he made the Quest team, he completely changed his demeanor. Like he's actually really lovable now. And it's so nice to see a dog come out of its shell and develop, which is really a big part of running those long races. The intensity of what we do, you don't do that at home. It develops a whole different meaning of trusting them, like both of us mutually. Oh, this is cold.
Yeah. Schnula dips his bare fingers into the icy food mixture.
Oh, my fingers are already so short. They were frostbitten already in the Quest. You know, every time I redo this, it's like, ah. But it's only like 3 more days, so suck it up. That's only icy, just suck it up.
All of the dogs on Schnula's team ran the Quest last month, a remarkable feat considering the grueling races are less than 2 weeks apart. As he feeds a dog named Popcorn, he reflects on all those miles he's watched the team ahead of him.
I've looked at those dog bums for the same old ones for so many thousand miles now.
Schnula says his dogs have yet to miss a meal. He says his strategy for the team the rest of the way to Nome is simple. Eat, sleep, pull. In Unalakleet, I'm Annie Feit.